A yellow school bus moves along Delaney Valley Road through the lush green countryside of the Lochraven Reservoir area. At Dance Mill Road, where Pierce's Plantation restaurant used to be, the bus turns left into a narrow, unpaved country road. In minutes, the bus comes to a full stop in a parking lot, and the students alight. They have come this fine spring morning in 1955 to visit the Cloverland Farms milking barn to see, believe it or not, cows being milked. Ralph Kemp, then president of Cloverland Dairy Farms, explained the place. Quote, "For more than 40 years, we had as many as 3,000 to 4,000 kids visiting every weekend to see cows milked. Almost none of the kids had ever seen a cow milked. Many didn't even know that milk came from cows. Any number of kids told me that they thought that chocolate milk came from brown cows," end quote. The visiting children saw the cows forming a line at the cow's entrance to the parlor, entering the barn five at a time, then being milked and the milk channeled into refrigerated tanks. Over the years, hundreds of thousands of Baltimore area school children visited the Cloverland Farms milking parlor. They might be visiting still, but the green vistas of the farm country attracted developers, and soon there was, all around Cloverland Farms, a community of lovely and very upscale homes. Some of the residents complained that a milking parlor in the community violated zoning regulations, and in 1981, the Baltimore County Zoning Board agreed and ordered the Cloverland Milking Parlor closed. Mr. Kemp said, "It's too bad. With Cloverland's milking barn shut down, a lot of Baltimore kids from the cities, from the counties, are growing up really believing that chocolate milk comes from brown cows."